This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Colorado's immigration advocates are relieved after the U.S. Supreme Court upheld the right to birthright citizenship. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
The High Court affirmed the constitutional guarantee to citizenship if one is born in America, something President Trump tried to get rid of by executive order in his first week in office. Denver attorney Laura Lichter says hundreds of her clients would have been affected.
The people who seek to limit immigration are really just showing that they don't have faith in America. They don't have faith in our system, in our schools, in our communities, in our military.
The ACLU of Colorado was preparing a lawsuit against the administration, but a national lawsuit stayed Trump's order, so it never went into effect here or anywhere else. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
120 rafters and 6 dogs were evacuated from the Colorado River over the weekend. Mesa County search and rescue volunteer Nicholas Ingalls says the effort to get boaters out of the canyons near the deadly Snyder fire was possibly the biggest in the history of the county.
This was certainly like the most, you know, operationally complex evacuation that, you know, we've done in kind of living memory.
Rescue teams use boats and vehicles designed to drive on train tracks to reach the remote area. Read more about the operation at CPR.org. And if you're in Brighton, Fort Lupton, around DIA this afternoon, you might see a possible landspout as thunderstorms develop in the area. No hail is expected, but the National Weather Service says seek shelter if you're in the path of these storms. This is CPR News.